Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome all of you to our 2022 annual results presentation. This presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. The Q&A section afterwards will be hosted by moderator and provided with consecutive interpretation. Please be reminded to switch off your mobile phone or set it to silent mode during the presentation. First, may I introduce our management attending today. Mr. Ke Rui-ren, Executive Director, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Shao Guanglu, Executive Director, President and COO. Mr. Tang Ke, Executive Director, Executive Vice President. Mr. Xia Bing, Executive Director, Executive Vice President. And Mr. Li Yinghui, Executive Director, Executive Vice President, CFO, and Secretary of the Board. Thank you for joining us and hope you will find this presentation helpful. Now, please welcome Chairman Ke to give us an overview of the company's 2022 annual results. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. I'm very delighted that we can communicate face-to-face again after 3 years. Please let me express sincere gratitude for your attention and support to the company all along. This presentation has two sections. I'll provide an overview first, then Mr. Shao Guanglu will go through the business review and financial performance. We have six key development highlights in 2022. 1. Fully implemented cloudification and digital transformation, taking high-quality development to a new level. 2. Fundamental businesses and industrial digitalization serve as dual engines, and China Telecom cloud revenue doubled again. 3. Insist on the leading role of sci-tech innovation with substantial progress in capability deployment. 4. Expedite promotion of cloud network integration to solidify the foundation of digital infrastructure. 5. Fully deepen corporate reform and further enhance corporate vitality and impetus. 6. Develop world-class enterprise and fulfill the responsibility in building digital China. In 2022, the company made all effort to implement the cloudification and digital transformation strategy with customer-oriented approach to develop individual, family, and enterprise informatized services, lifting operating results to new heights. This table shows key financial figures in which revenue, profits, and others achieve favorable growth. The company's high-quality development advanced to new stage in the year. Service revenues grew 8.0% YOY, marking the 10th consecutive year of growth. Profitability further enhanced with net profit growth above revenue growth, as net profit maintained double-digit growth at 12.5% YOY. Service quality continued to enhance with overall customer satisfaction maintained industry-leading. The company's sci-tech innovation strengthened substantially with breakthroughs in cloud network core technologies. For instance, the Computing Power Distribution Network platform of China Telecom Cloud 4.0, CRAN, selected as 2022 Top 10 Super Projects of Central Enterprises. The role of initiator of original cloud computing technologies established cloud, China Telecom Cloud's market position further enhanced as its public cloud ICE, ICE plus PaaS market shares advanced to industry top 3. Digital information infrastructure solidified and cloud network integration resulted substantial progress with cloud, network, data, AI, security, DC, and other capability deployment basically completed. In 2022, the fundamental businesses and industrial digitalization served as dual engines to drive favorable revenue growth. Fundamental business revenues grew 4.0% YOY, driving service revenue growth by 2.9 percentage points, while industrial digitalization revenue grew 19.7% on comparable basis, accounting for over 27% of service revenue and is targeted to reach 35% by 2025. Leveraging integration with cloud, security, AI, and platform, the company accelerated, digitalized, scene-based, and converged product and service upgrade. In 2022, China Telecom Cloud's proportion to service revenue increased by 6.4 percentage points, security service revenue grew 23.5%, AI revenue grew 51.8%, proprietary digital platform drove project revenue over RMB 6 billion. The deepened quadruple integration injected new impetus to development. In 2022, China Telecom Cloud revenue doubled again to RMB 57.9 billion. After over a decade's development, China Telecom Cloud has now evolved to version 4.0 and fully commercialized, with the edges in cloud network integrated, new digital infrastructure, proprietary distributed cloud structure, leading security service capability, scene-based industrial solutions, and customer foundation further solidified. Its market share further increased to become the world's largest telco-operated cloud and the PRC's largest hybrid cloud, advancing to the top three of the PRC's public cloud, IaaS and IaaS PaaS markets. It supports the nation's digital transformation of economy and society and achieved particularly prominent results in people's livelihood areas and skill development. China Telecom Cloud's revenue in 2023 is targeted to reach RMB 100 billion. Upholding the idea that technology is the top productivity, the company takes SciTech innovation as a strategic driver of high-quality development. The RDO R&D system planning fully completed in 2022, and the company builds technology-oriented enterprise through initiating fundamental researchers, striving for core technology breakthroughs, and accelerating adoption of applications. Breakthroughs in cloud and cloud network integration, security, AI, quantum, and other key core technologies. SciTech power also strengthened as R&D expense for the year increased 52%, number of R&D employees increased 46%, and items on proprietary achievement list increased 2.9 times. The company fully promotes the planning and coordination of cloud, network, big data, AI, security, and other digital elements, expedites the construction of cloud network integrated, secured, and green digital information infrastructure, further optimizes the planning for computing power to provide efficiently centralized and ultra-low latency distributed cloud service. China Telecom Cloud's computing power in 2022 reached 3.8 EFLOPS, up 81% YOY. The company also strengthened network and information security protection and fully promoted green and low-carbon transformation of cloud network infrastructure to solidify digital infrastructure. The company's CapEx in 2022 was RMB 92.5 billion, slightly lower than the budgeted RMB 93 billion. CapEx in 2023 will focus on future development with further optimized structure. Industrial digitalization CapEx will increase by 40%, of which CapEx on computing power and IDC are RMB 19.5 billion and RMB 9.5 billion respectively. The company continues to promote 5G co-build and co-share and 4G co-share with China Unicom with prominent results as over RMB 270 billion of cumulative network construction and over RMB 30 billion of annualized OPEX were saved for both parties. By end 2023, number of 5G base stations in use will reach 1.22 million. We are sincerely grateful to our shareholders, investors, and analysts for their consistent support to and care of our development, and we look forward to move forward and share development results together. The Board of Directors recommends a final dividend of RMB 0.076 per share for 2022, and with the interim dividend of RMB 0.12 per share that has already paid, the full-year dividend for 2022 is RMB 0.196 per share, and the payout ratio would increase to 65% from 60% in 2021. Going forward, we will seize the opportunities of building Digital China to continue to promote high-quality development and strive to deliver good returns to shareholders. Targeted at satisfying customers' digitalization needs and enhancing the company's core competitiveness, the company fully promotes the reform of organization and process on enterprise service and professional companies, government system and market-oriented operating mechanism, which resulted substantially enhanced corporate vitality. The company also builds the big platform of digital transformation services that is open and co-shared and stimulate the potential of data elements by leveraging massive volume of data to empower digital transformation of economy and society. Meanwhile, the company expedites internal digital transformation on product, sales, service, operation, and management for cost reduction and efficiency enhancement, especially on operation. Upholding the principles of cooperation, focusing on coverage, service, value, and common growth, the company engaged in more extensive and more in-depth cooperation with partners. For instance, the company fully opens up and co-built national cloud ecology, continue to explore 5G industry ecology, build a security ecology that effectively aggregates capabilities of different parties, co-build innovative ecology for AI industry with well-known universities and sci-tech research institutions, build industrial ecology by aggregating capabilities of propriety, R&D and cooperation, commence capital ecology planning on key areas to leverage the multiplier effect of capital to inject new impetus to corporate value growth. The company proactively undertakes social responsibilities. We pursue green and low-carbon development by promoting low-carbon operation and empowering green development, provide informatized products for epidemic prevention, leverage digital means to aid epidemic prevention and help relieve difficulties of SMEs, care for employee and promote mutual growth of employees and the company, persists high level of corporate governance to effectively assure prudent corporate operation and protect best long-term interests of shareholders. In 2023, the company will firmly seize the precious strategic opportunities and proactively undertake the responsibility of building Digital China. With high-quality development as the theme, digital transformation as the means, and reform opening up and innovation as the driving force, the company will fully implement cloudification and digital transformation strategy to earnestly enhance core competitiveness and accelerate developing world-class enterprise. My partner and CEO and Mr. Shao Guanglu will walk you through our business and financial performance. Thank you, Chairman Ke. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall now discuss our business and financial performance in 2022. The company's business performance further enhanced in 2022. This table demonstrates the revenue of major businesses and key financial indicators. Next, I will elaborate more on various businesses and financials. In 2022, the company's three major businesses achieved favorable growth, in which industrial digitalization contributed RMB 18.8 billion to incremental revenue, driving service revenue growth by 4.7 percentage points, remaining the biggest incremental revenue contributor. Mobile communications service and wireline and smart family contributed RMB 6.9 billion and RMB 5.0 billion, respectively, to incremental revenues. In a year, mobile communications service and wireline and smart family developed steadily, with revenue increased by 3.7% and 4.4% respectively. User structure gradually optimized as well, with 5G package user penetration increased 18.1 percentage points to 68.5%, while Gbps penetration increased 9.1 percentage points to 16.8%. User value also increased, with mobile ARPU increased to RMB 45.2 and broadband blended ARPU increased to RMB 46.3. The company's integrated development achieved prominent results, with revenue and value contribution further increased. Mobile value added and applications revenues increased 17.0% YOY, while smart family revenue increased 21.0%. The contribution of mobile value added and applications to mobile ARPU increased 11.1%, while the contribution of smart family to broadband blended ARPU increased 14.3%. The diverse digital products and scene-based solutions from family extending to communities and villages enjoyed strong momentum with triple-digit growth in scale. China Telecom Cloud revenue doubled in 2022, in which public cloud IaaS revenue increased 132%. Government administration cloud infrastructure, dedicated hosted cloud services, and medical cloud infrastructure service market share all ranked number one. Proprietary technological capability further enhanced, with cloud network operating system, computing power and efficiency, edge computing, cloud security, and other areas at industry leading level. China Telecom Cloud accumulated numerous benchmark cases in digital government, smart city, central enterprise, SOE digital transformation, smart healthcare, and other markets. And the company is also actively exploring markets in industrials, SME, tourism, education, and other markets to drive continuous rapid growth of China Telecom Cloud. The company actively plans for AI capability and launched Xinghe platform, the large model platform computing engine. The platform covers over 10 million customers and serves over 100 use cases to enhance service supply capability, to address growing digitalization demand in production, leaving governance and other areas. Going forward, the company will further enhance AI technological strength and industrial influence to seize market opportunities and convert into growth momentum. The company strives to become a security enterprise. Network security service revenue in 2022 increased 23.5% to RMB 4.69 billion. The company plans extensively on network security, data security, security services, and other areas to launch multiple products in which Cloud DAM NTDDoS serves over 8,500 to B and to G customers, while Security Butler has over 13 million registered users and number of security dedicated lines of e-serving Security Brain reached 114,000. The company builds open and co-shared big platform of digital transformation services, strengthen digital packaging and supply, aggregate IoVT, IoT, IDC plus CDN, and other capabilities to consolidate development, operation, vertical industries, and other platforms to empower internal and external digital transformation and aggregate digital technology industry ecologies. The scale of the company's digital platform rapidly expanded, with over 250 industry-leading digital platforms in key industries, over 2,800 fundamental capabilities launched, over 350 ecological fundamental capabilities launched, fully satisfy customer needs in urban village governance, schools, and other markets. The company has over 46 million IoVT users, with revenue increasing 57.1% to RMB 3.29 billion. IoT connections exceeded human connections, with users increasing by 36.6% to 407 million, and revenue increasing 40.2% to RMB 4.01 billion. The company's 5G2B business scale growth has accelerated and product system further enhanced. During the year, there were over 8,000 new 5G2B industry commercial projects, doubling that in 2021, with cumulative number of projects reaching 15,000. The company promotes business model upgrade to realize integrated innovation from connection to application. The company will continue to build and replicate diversified benchmark projects and promote them to more customers. During the year, the company continued to optimize cost structure to appropriately input to increase corporate competitiveness and support high-quality development. Operating expenses increased 9.6%. To seize the digital economy opportunities, initiatives were appropriately increased on industrial digitalization, smart family, and other high-growth areas, while recruitment in sci-tech and innovative talents, as well as incentives to frontline staff and high-performance teams, will also step up. Therefore, resource allocation to network operation and personnel were also appropriately increased. Meanwhile, the company implemented precision sales and marketing with selling expense to service revenue ratio reduced year on year. The company's financial strength enhanced. EBITDA increased 5.2% YOY to RMB 130.4 billion. Total debt decreased 36.4%, while debt-to-asset ratio was a healthy 46%. The company's corporate credit rating remained at the top AAA grade. In 2023, the company will fully implement cloudification and digital transformation strategy with multi-pronged measures to promote high-quality development and expedite building world-class enterprise that has superb products, excellent brands, cutting-edge innovation, and modern governance. This concludes our briefing today. Thank you.